Hopefully, we'll have a little better sound today than we did last time. But sorry the show got started late. Me Grimlock changed his schedule, and today was handjob day instead of yesterday.
Yeah,
normally it doesn't interfere.
Yeah, it was all off kilter for about 10 minutes.
Thursdays he kisses our asses, and that doesn't take nearly as long.
Yeah. We're all homies here, right?
Yeah, we are. We are.
Yet another week without the Rifter.
Yep, indeed. Wait, was Riff not with us last week?
He was with us last week.
He didn't say anything the entire, like, he said something on, like, the last question of the show, and somebody said, well, I didn't know Riff was on the show until just then.
He must have been busy fighting the monsters of the auction house or
something. Yeah, I was gonna say, ding! I'll just keep doing that for old time's sake.
Me Grimlock wasn't really here. I had some important hedgehog space lunches to take care of before.
Yeah, Congregate is terrible for productivity.
It is.
I'm talking about nationally.
Yeah. Not here. It's actually good for our productivity.
Yeah.
One thing that I wish was bad for our productivity is Zybots. But, yeah.
Upper color RAM bad.
Yeah. Got a Zybots cabinet for the office, and the drive from good old Queen Creek, Arizona to here apparently did some damage.
I don't know. How I feel about
I don't know either.
I think it's
the
guy.
I chalk it up more to the to like trying to get inside and like dropping it so hard that it took a couple of tiles off that
our
raised platform thing.
Our foyer sustained some damage from the initial wave of the Zybot invasion.
Maybe it's because you weren't twisting it while you were trying to turn it.
Maybe
it's because you guys are noodly girl arm nerds.
Hey.
It's true.
I resent that.
Also, the government is trying to prevent us from getting any actual work done.
No shit. Somehow we. Okay, so the government, the Department of Commerce, was like, "Hey, fill out this census form." And Zly looked at it and she was like, "This doesn't make any fucking sense. I'm gonna throw this away." And then they sent another one. They were like, "Seriously, fill out this census form." She was like, "Seriously, I'm still throwing this away." And then got a certified mail census form. By the way, if you don't fill this out, we're going to fine you $5,000. So we had to fill out this immense, and by we I mean hot stuff.
As the only one here who's not an actual employee.
Yeah.
Hogulus, you are apparently breathing into the mic.
Oh, sorry about that.
Move it away from your face. Okay. There you go.
Step away from the face. I don't know how I managed to not do that.
Well, because your mic is to the side of your face.
I see.
The rest of us have the mic directly in front of our face. And I don't.
I keep it.
You just don't breathe.
I've trained myself to breathe out my ears.
Hot Stuff had to fill out this just incredibly long and tedious form for clothing retailers, because that's how we got categorized for the purposes of this goddamn census. So
yeah, it just doesn't make any sense.
Big long sections about what percentage of our income came from selling swimwear and
furs.
And wow. You weren't making that up.
Footwear. No, I mean, they're just huge pages of stuff about footwear.
Like, should have lied.
Kind of just made up a lot of numbers. No, I didn't make them up. I mean, I think they're reasonable numbers, but they're
not necessarily based on things like truth or fact.
No way to ascertain their veracity.
Yeah, because all of our sales are over the internet, it's just hard to reconstruct that with reliability.
That owes largely, I think, to our complete and utter lack of bookkeeping.
Yeah.
All that stuff they teach you about when you learn how to run a business in school, I think that's just bullshit. Because I don't do any of that stuff, and we're doing fine.
Yeah.
Just, I'm excited about getting audited at some point in the future, because they'll walk in, and I'll just be like,
thank you! Here you go!
Enjoy! I don't even have a big box of garbage or whatever to hand them. I'll just be like, well, you can look around here and see if you can find anything. Maybe you can catalog my old magic cards or something.
Like. These magic cards haven't been taxed. We're going to find you one crusade, one Tim the Enchanter, and one swampland.
Crusade was actually kind
of
useful.
Oh, yeah. Crusade was the basis of all white mania.
Was it a rare?
I don't remember. It was just barely before
it was like a one white mana.
It was like Bad Moon, but It was one white mana for, or maybe one white and two colorless for +1/+1 to all white creatures.
Then you could spam all those little things that generate the little one attack.
The tokens.
And they end up being like 5/5. You just like mass them.
Oh, because you can put up, you can cast a bunch of crusades.
What things created the tokens? That must have been after I quit playing. White Weenie decks that I used.
Started with a B. The female warriors.
The Banalish warrior.
Yeah.
She didn't generate tokens though. She was just.
No, there was one that generated tokens. I think. God, it's been years.
Banalish hero. I forget what she was.
And there was like
maybe she had first. She was a 1/1 first strike or something.
Yeah.
Or maybe she had banding. I think they did away with banding because. Those rules, they made sense, but they were almost no one who played actually understood them. Because, like, nobody really... A lot of people, I feel like, played Magic and didn't know that you could block one creature with multiple creatures.
Huh.
And in that case, banding allowed you to distribute the damage instead of your opponent distributing the damage, so it was like...
You just pile it on all on one creature?
All on something, yeah, with you know, like a castle with Sarah Angels, because they don't ever tap, and so they have like +0/+3. Yeah.
That was some intense Wizards of the Coast nerdosity there.
It was,
but you know, I'm surprised that I even remembered it all. It's been like, oh god, it's been almost 10 years.
But see, it was fun. See, I'm gonna be KOL's player base. Magic the Gathering was fun when I started playing. All of the changes that they made after I started playing ruined it and made it not fun anymore. You know, to me.
But luckily, you know, since I started playing early, I had all sorts of rare items that I could then turn around and sell on eBay.
You actually sold them on eBay?
No, I was still being KO's player base.
Oh, I see. Oh! Gotcha, yeah. All right. Turn that right around on me. Miss Syzygy says, please, please, please use better mics this time. The noise on the last show was so bad I had to stop listening. Kelty the Pasta Queen says, will there be any way to implement a clan store similar to a player store? Now, I would not want for there to be another place for you to go to buy items. If we could figure out a way to designate a given mall store as a clan store and then have it's the benefits of that seem...
I mean, I guess you could have a clan buy a store and then have... You could stock it from the Horde, I guess.
You could stock it for the Horde.
Crawl.
Who Doodle says, so is there really a hidden puzzle hint that Rift didn't seem to know about, or were you guys just being wiseacres?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean the answer was yes. Riff was not paying attention. Andor wasn't even around. And Jick said something that
may or may not.
Yeah, it was like we weren't even vaguely talking about it at the time, and it was just a tremendous hint.
But we're
at this point, it's like there's just no way you're gonna figure it out. If I don't think anybody figured out what it was. Nobody noticed it. Nobody's gonna figure it out. Move on.
You might as well have not given a hint. Riff's gonna put a hint in someday.
Yeah, I think we've decided what and where.
Yes.
Have not yet done it.
Apocalypse Throb says, any chance that typing /clam could also work like typing /clan? It's seriously terrible typo, yo.
Wish I had a /clam chat of command for World of Warcraft that would open all those goddamn clams that get into your inventory.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime you fight like a fish monster.
Right. And then you end up with a bunch of zesty clam meat or tangy clam meat.
Well, I mean,
the occasional jagal pearl.
Yeah, but you know, it's just like the clams don't stack, so they just multiply and take over your inventory.
That said, I really like that a lot. I like it in games. I find it somehow so much more satisfying
to get a clam and
to get
open
it. Yeah, to get a clam and open it than if they just dropped clam meat and the occasional pearl.
So you don't like it whenever bears drop like bear organs?
Well, if you could open them
if
up.
If you could open, if you dropped a bear carcass that you could open to get some bear organs, that would be cooler.
Weird.
I just wish that the clams stacked. I know that they can't because they're containers, but I wish they did.
I had a friend who played the bear organ in the marching band. It was, like, doubly hard to move.
Yeah, I bet that it didn't appreciate very much and was kind of slow. and, you know,
we're selling
them all the time.
Getting enough bears together to make that organ.
Yeah. And then what would happen if you skinned one?
I think that it should aggro all of the other bears in a 100-yard radius.
It makes sense if you think about it. You're skinning their best friends.
Darcel says, how many people does Obopolis take in order to do interesting things? Let's ask Mr. Owl. Well, okay, so if you consider mitigation of the horrible annoyance of the chum cage interesting, then it takes two. Yeah. So, people hate on that, man.
The thing is,
we knew that they were going to.
Yeah. It's,
you can do a lot of things with quite a few people if you know what you're doing. I have not. I've been, you know, kind of trying to follow people's strategies and stuff like that. I've not read anybody's strategy. Like, I've not heard of anybody doing things that would have some significant impact. There's stuff people have not figured out yet, is what I'm sort of getting at.
Yeah.
And it's cool.
Yep.
There are more degrees to Hobopolis than are known in your system of philosophy.
There are some interesting mechanics that I think, the way that things are now, are gonna wind up not being particularly relevant.
Maybe.
But yeah.
I think that every other clan dungeon from here on forth should always have a cage.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Or a pit.
Yeah.
Or a
Burmese tiger
spike
trap.
Pendulum. Oh, man, a pendulum with a blade on it. And let's see, how would you rescue someone from that?
With a big stick.
Okay, so yeah, you get somebody ties you up and puts you under a swinging pendulum, and then somebody could come and rescue you, or you could get eviscerated. Get out yourself.
But the person rescuing you has to be a French general. And you have to have never heard anything about that person ever.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't get
the
it.
Joke.
It's from the Pin the Pendulum.
Like,
at the end of it, the guy just gets rescued by, like, this... I'm not sure if it was a general. And he might not have been French, but it was some military guy. it's just a Deus Ex Machina.
Nah, I hadn't read The Pit and the Pendulum since I was in high school.
Sorry for
that wasn't that long ago. But I'm old as fuck.
Do you love your grandma, Janelle? Is she the sweetest person in the entire world? And then God bless her. But she's old as fuck.
Good old Tourette's guy. Anyway, Darcel says, I'm afraid I'm missing out on content by only having a few people in there at a time. You are not missing out on content. There are a handful of one-sentence messages that you might be able to see if you had... There is nothing that takes more than 7 people.
For content that you could see.
Yeah.
There's definitely stuff you can do with more than 7 people if you're clever. And rich.
If you were like Wonderful Russ, you could cornhole 30 or 40,000 people at the same time.
That's true.
But only if you had the
middle. Or George Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Washington.
I hear he had like 30 dicks.
Yeah.
He'll rescue children from chum cages, but not
British,
the British
children.
Bunny Frog says, Dear Chicken Company, I would like to say that you are awesome, so I will. Eventually. Maybe. If you're good. Which you are. Or are you? Popular opinion would have it. And it would be right. Thanks, Bunny Frog. Cabal says, Will you please advertise the Anti-Scammers League on the radio show? If you want, I can pay you to advertise it. It would just really help, and we're running low on members. That's
the
fine.
League of Extraordinary.
That'll be $400, Cabal.
And if you don't pay him, you're a scammer. And you have to leave your own league. How much would that suck?
Yeah. Epic Gamer says, Not having skills learned from Hobopolis drops marked as permanent is pretty lame, especially since the books are single-use only.
Well, like every other skill that isn't a Mr. Store skill.
Yeah. Is that true?
What other skills?
Olfaction.
Well, okay. So every other skill, except for Mr. Store skills and olfaction.
Which is to say one. One skill. It's just like advanced really expensive jewelry crafting.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't want them to be marked permanent automatically. War Junkie says, any chance of showing how much we spent when we make a purchase in the mall?
You can take your old meat and your new meat, and you can figure out how much you spent.
It might be interesting to be able to see, like, how much you spent in the mall that day. I
could see throwing a little iconic "you lose X meat."
Or you,
on that
you've
when
spent.
You spent. I could write a little.
You subtracted anyway.
I think it already exists.
Yeah. No, it totally does. We just change the give me to show give me and pass it an optional parameter that's we can tag it to say you spent as opposed to you lose.
Yeah, I think it's already in the game.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I used it for the MMG.
Oh, okay. I like those optional parameters that change the text around.
Them's good parameters.
I can has one in show give item.
I didn't actually end up using that one that you made because I had to do some bullshit.
Had to fake it. Yeah, that happens a lot of the time. Aegis Black says, with the apparent success of Hobopolis, what are the plans for the near future? More clan content? A well-deserved break? Pirate stuff? I don't think we're doing any more pirate stuff for a while. Unless we do a pirate clan dungeon.
No. To say, haven't you guys pretty much tapped out pirates?
Yeah, yeah.
I guess we could do some...
I'm so tapped out on my prodigal
robots,
so I can no longer do one damage to any target that I choose.
We've done a lot of ninjas, a lot of pirates, and a lot of...
We have
zombies.
Not done a lot of ninjas at all. Well, we have so little ninja content in the game.
Pretty much all there is. There's like three monsters.
There's
like
fairy ninjas. There's snowman ninjas.
There aren't fairy ninjas.
Your mom's a fairy ninja.
What are you talking about? I know. Okay. But we have not tapped. Okay, we have not tapped out the like kung fu movie parody market at all.
Okay, fine. So let's do it then.
Well, okay, so. Tentative plans.
Have some more like weekly.
Yeah, have a bunch of 1 week deliverables, which we didn't quite pull off this week.
Yeah, we're working on it. We also have the item of the month this week.
So yeah, today what I did was get the initial version of the item of the month coded up and in testing. Which what I would have done if I had not done that was coded up the thing that was supposed to be this week's deliverable. No, we've also spent a lot of time discovering. Giant database space wasting many years old bugs.
Jeez, it's not that. Crazy. It wasn't that old. I was that bug was my fault. And
was it? I could have sworn that my old code was doing the same thing.
Your old code still did the select. I took it out because I didn't think it was needed.
Oh.
Yeah, that was completely my fault.
Oh. Yeah.
And that was a couple of months old change, but it's not years old.
If it had been years, it would have been gigantic.
Yeah.
At least it's not harmful.
It's kind of amazing how much sort of continued refinement of the back-end stuff that players would never actually see.
Yeah.
But basically everything that I do for the game.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of work this week. It's just a lot of not particularly visible work.
I wrote an RPN parser today.
Yeah.
Reverse Polish notation.
Yep.
Or, as I like to say earlier, xenophobe parser wrote a.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you could say that if you were a fag.
Yeah. Xenophobe parser plus wrote. Yeah.
Well, I've been working on something that's going to be visible.
Yeah. Anyway. Maybe tomorrow, maybe not.
Maybe.
But all these little changes that I do expedite the creation of new content.
They do.
They do.
But the next really sizable thing is going to be the first zone of the swamp.
Really?
Well, the next like sizable thing.
I don't know.
I figured it would be. I figured that's what we could work on in San Diego.
All right.
We can go to Cafe Noir and brainstorm mechanics, and that'll be a significant amount of graphics work for you to do there for a little while.
It's true.
Will it be terribly pretentious?
It will be. It will be.
Is this the literal
swamp? That's
why I'm
glad I'm staying here.
Non-literal swamp.
But no, the level 15 to 20 single-player high-level content.
All right. Not actually a swamp.
Not really a swamp. But we were saying it was a swamp.
Right. No, I remember now. I thought because we'd also talked about maybe adding a swamp. I was like, oh. Huh.
I think the swamp should be... Should be the one of the components of the level 15 quest, level 14 quest thing. You know, we had ideas for level 13 and level 14 quests that I think what I'm going to end up doing is just adopt those for high level content, and because they give us nice big
and then collect on the welfare.
Yeah, from having so many foster zones.
Yeah.
Ananias says, let's say hypothetically you could go back in time knowing what you know now. What would you do differently? I would have had sex with every girl I met in high school.
And then would you then have a crush on every boy?
I would. How do you think KOL would turn out? Would it be much the same?
I don't know.
There would have been no time for KOL with all the sex.
Yeah, yeah. I would have died of a broken dick when I was 17.
When I was 17, I had a very broken dick.
JB77 says, the names of who earned the trophy in the clan trophy case? Hobopolis rocks!
Well, no, because there'll be multiple copies of every trophy eventually.
Shiggity Reborn says, hey, Jack and Company, I feel like I owe you guys an apology. As the OP of that too much meat thread in the forums, well, I guess 11 million meat is less than I realized. Hobopolis, thank you! I wonder if that means that that guy who initially posted that sort of managed to get together with people and raise the meat for it, given the advice in that thread. Because, that's cool.
There was some pretty sound advice for making some meat.
No matter where we put the price point, it was going to bug somebody. You know, and
too low, too much, too little.
Yeah, I was gonna say too low would have bugged a lot of people, I think, just as well.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Sure.
Who would that have bothered?
Who would it have bothered?
Yeah.
The people who want it to be meaningful.
Yeah.
You know, if you just automatically got a basement when you got a clan, it wouldn't. Nobody would care.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't think that these. I mean, no one's thinking, oh boy, I'm really glad that Hobopolis costs 11 million meats. But people are glad that when they see, I can sell this stuff I got in Hobopolis for a significant amount of meats.
And part because, of that is the fact that it has a cost.
Yeah, the fact that it has a cost means that the economy is stimulated a little bit in terms of the drops in there. I'm surprised at how, I guess I shouldn't be, but I'm surprised at how cheap all the gear is that drops.
Yeah. They haven't been smashing it, I guess.
Well, I mean the regular, like the bindles and stuff.
No.
Although, as Smooth said, they're totally worthless.
Bindle.
A lot of people hating on the, you know, percent stat increase gear, saying they just can't imagine a set of circumstances where they would ever want to use, like, the bottle cap or whatever.
Bindle.
All of those items have hidden enchantments that are...
awesome.
Yeah, they each shave... 150 turns off of an ascension. Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
They do.
Yeah. They also increase your semi-rare counter and are awesome.
Ananias says, how standalone is KOL? I mean, how much moderation and administration does it require? I mean, obviously when new content and stuff is being shipped out a lot, but assuming there hasn't been anything new in a while, and the majority of the bugs...
Message gets cut off.
It requires... some attention. It requires somebody to be paying attention all the time, right?
I mean, we have a tremendous volunteer staff.
The moderation, it would not be the same game without the huge amount of moderation going on.
And we have a moderate amount of moderation.
I guess that's true. But we do have moderation in all things.
That's true.
So it adds up.
That's very true.
As you spread it out. You know, We've got a guy that we pay to manage the servers, so
that's
I guess that is standalone in terms of, you know, he fixes stuff when it breaks and keeps everything security patched so that Zomga hacksaws don't own us and
pwn our boxes.
Yeah, they pwn our boxes. And you know, I mean, Zly has a certain amount of stuff that she has to do every day to make sure that people's donations get processed stuff. And
sort of being a filter for the hundreds of KMails that come in.
Yeah, KMails. And you know, there is... It is amazing how much stuff there is to do when we don't have anything in particular to work on.
Yeah.
The item of the month is always a lot of work that, for some reason, manages to sneak up on us every single time. Although this time I was pretty much on top of it.
This one seemed like it was pretty easy for you to make.
Yeah, it was relatively easy. It took like a couple hours to code. It was not nothing earth shattering or groundbreaking or earth breaking. Invariel says, is it the intended use of the cage that one person sacrifices themselves so that nobody else in the instance run gets hit by it? It's not intentional, but it was expected. We're not going to tell you how to play, you know?
Yeah. Lift that barge, tote that bale.
Aaron says, is a certain new Hobopolis adventure a method for reintroducing rare slash out of circulation items? Not necessarily. It's, you know, there are some in there, but nothing relevant.
It was just kind of a joke, because it's...
Like in an asbestos a sword hilt, I think?
Yeah. It's just kind of funny.
Yeah. Ananias says, have you ever considered implementing a bank-type system for players planning to be inactive or something along those lines? Something like, if you're going away on holiday, deposit your meat into the bank, and while you've got meat stored with the bank, you...
No.
There is a player that does that, but, you know...
At your own goddamn risk.
Yeah, exactly. We're not backing that or guaranteeing that or whatever.
The fact you even mentioned it is sort of sneezy.
Mutual fund.
You know, mutual exclusion.
Have you been working on the mutual exclusion stuff?
No, but I've been thinking about it.
We got the
I spent most of the day writing reverse Polish notation process.
That's gonna be awesome.
What was rough?
You laughed.
Start from the end.
What's that?
You had to start from the end and be like, okay, now assuming we already had reverse Polish notation.
You keep trying to make that funny, but you keep failing.
Shimada says, hey, for the Moxie Magnet, how come the effect is in the description? Just asking. Thanks. Because it was too long to put in a single blue line. I don't know.
Because that particular effect is hilarious.
Yeah.
Also, it was like a really early item.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah. Watertail says, hey, Jack, I was in / Hobopolis, and the chat said that there were 69 people in the channel.
Woo!
Dude. I switched channels, not giving it a second thought, and then it hit me. How can a clan with just... okay. Yeah.
Is that the thing you fixed earlier today?
I fixed it earlier today, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was messed up, because there are a bunch of places that treat clan differently than other channels, and I just had to list it in each one. Old chat still had that problem, where everybody was getting everybody's Hobopolis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Selden was using it on his phone and had to use the old chat.
Not supported! Derp!
I mean...
Casey Wiederman says, any update on native chef saves and mist-based skill block rates? I don't know. I don't think Hot Stuff likes the idea of the mist-based spell block rates and skill block rates.
It's very weird.
Hot block.
It's not that narratively
bad.
If we used skill blocking everywhere, then sure, but it's used
in that one fight. Well, it would only be against the sorcerers.
Not against other places where it's used, because then it would be inconsistent.
So the naughty sorceress
does it with magic, and you're like, I cast counter magic! And then the naughty sorceress is all like, you're all up in my potatoes. But, you know, like the boner Dagon, he does it by just flapping his wings, and you can't hold your magic candle to that.
I know. It would be like a candle in the wind. It would never know who to turn to when the rain came in.
Yeah.
I use counter magic to clean part of the kitchen. Then I use refrigerator magic to clean a different part. Strangely, though, I use refrigerator magic to clean the microwave.
I bet that didn't work so well.
Our microwave was always filthy.
And very cold.
Amoxious Mouse says, since they aren't going to be implemented, can you tell us what the 6-cut Hobopolis familiars would have done? Nothing particularly interesting.
Yeah.
And
why they were cut.
Yeah, we just didn't have good enough ideas.
They're going to be orphans. They would steal your stuff.
Yeah.
And then run off to be trained in the art of being gentlemen.
They're coded to prefer Mr. Store items than they were stealing.
6 different elemental flavors of OAF.
Yeah. it just depends what kind of damage it does to you.
Right.
But you can't use one if you have resistance to that element. Then he says, in the treasure hunting adventure in the heap, choosing to not go treasure hunting still causes a message to appear in chat saying you did. Bug or feature? Yeah, that
bug
choice adventure is fucked up. And I need to fix it. Terrible says, it would be nice if some of the more useful items, skill books, beds, etc., found in Hobopolis, went to the loot. High level players are the only ones capable of getting them, but everyone should get some of those very useful items. Well, you don't have to be that high a level to kill the normal hobos. And I kind of didn't want anything non-tradable master loot distributed to drop off of anything other than bosses, because that, you know, if you got really lucky, that has the potential to get really spammy in the loot distribution thing. And also, they're just, they're incentives for people to actually be killing those monsters. We, the whole time we were designing this, thought of the actual hobo fights as just drudgery. And so we tried to incentivize it to whatever extent we could. And nobody really cares about the incentives that we put in, but they enjoy fighting the hobos.
That's because the hobo name generator is still a novelty, I think. Yeah. Not to say that I didn't get some enjoyment out of it whenever it was a chat command.
Oh, yeah,
because
totally,
I absolutely did.
We had a chat command and randomly...
Actually, I think it still exists.
Totally, oh, it probably does, yeah.
Yeah.
I still... I like the idea... I might have had it, actually. But anyway, like you find something in Hobopolis, you can meet-paste to a custom title form, and then... If you use it on someone, they can display as like, you know,
it would give
Hoculus, 14-toe Hoculus, the,
I thought about, the yeah.
Dr. Throttler.
I was thinking about putting in a random button on that, and then just having it generate you a random hobo name.
That'd be pretty funny. You can hijack that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That'd be cool.
I could do that.
And then KK says, can we have more options for fly-by-night heraldry forms? EV ascensions or an augmented weird. Title while in hardcore or Ronin? Perhaps the rest of the account pages could then be augmented to preclude redundancy.
But we prefer to append redundancy and redundant things.
We also appear. We also prefer to append redundancy.
We do.
Let's see. Fineldar says, I was listening to the December 10th show, and both Jick and Scully started a rant about something I said about people who bitch about anything. I don't care about one turn being added to my run of 50k because of a shirt adventure.
That's not so much a question as a comment.
What? Fineldar says, maybe if you didn't do stupid, untested decisions that suck total ass because you guys don't know what's going on in the game. I mean, Hobopolis? What the fuck? Who would want some big new content that doesn't make my ascensions faster? Who wants cool it? You guys obviously have no experience and you should quit and let the forum goers take over.
Now there would be a great plan.
That would be a great game.
You could just make the source code open source and then
turn it loose!
Let everybody have their own personal server.
If we had a little more distinction between the source code and the content, that'd be a lot more...
Source content.
Appetizer.
Code.
Would it, instead of open source, would be open source? Content?
Sore Forge. We should register that demo.
I bet somebody's thought of it.
I'll check it out.
Sore Forge. Captain Kirk says, can everyone in the clan see turn count and loot list, even non-loot distributors? It's very handy. Yeah, everyone can.
No Sore Forge.
Huh?
There's no soreforge.com.
There you go, when you just like, you've been sitting in a bed for like a month, and was it just covered in bed sores?
Is SourceForge, is it .com or .net?
I think they have all of them.
You should register all of the Source Forges.
SourceForge.net
and the Source Forge.
The brown table says, does the UI view skill do anything other than allow you to see your house from here? Yeah, absolutely. It has a very pronounced in-game effect. They have to have figured that out.
Wait, what?
The UI view. In bird form? That would have been trivial to Spade. That has to be a known effect. Ayumbara says, is there an accordion thief outfit in Hobopolis? No. We couldn't figure out what we were trying to get accordion thieves to play like. So we didn't know how to gear for them.
Hot 9-toe.
So we just gave the buffs instead.
Yeah, a lot of buffs, a lot of skills. Zeke says, can I ask him questions?
Yes.
Telcontar says, apparently my swordism never even made it to you. He was apologizing for his swordism later. He suggested allowing pulverizing of wads and nuggets down to their lesser forms, nuggets and powders. Little randoms could be added and some loss.
Two-way transitions would be interesting, potentially, I guess.
I mean, if you could pulverize nuggets and get three powders...
You have quite a treasure in that Herodric Malice.
Oh, my wife says, question for Jick, why are you so damn cute?
Aww. It's all kind of his cute.
Actually, this semester trauma is, though, it's why are you so damn cute?
Kitty Wake says, elemental files, multi-use. Yeah, I know. Selden agrees that it's annoying. Poncho Sweater says, dudes, I'm not listening to the radio right now. Say something funny for when I download it later on, please.
Something funny for when I download it later on, please.
Well, I'm not going to indulge that behavior.
CagX says, ETA on implementing Chester's bag of candy? I'm sure it's delicious. Yesterday is the ETA on that. Of course, this question was asked 3 days ago. So,
yeah.
2 days from now, CagX, 3 days ago. Mitchell says, can you give us a glimpse as to the reasoning behind forcing us to divide loot before clearing out a dungeon? Is this how most games do it, or does KOL code necessitate it? The code does necessitate it because it figures out who you can distribute the loot to based on the detailed logs of the current run, and the detailed logs of the current run go away when you start a new run. So, we could get around it, but then we'd have to start storing the raid ID in that table as well, which I didn't do, and it's fine.
It's actually a lot more flexible than games that use this mechanic, because in certain unknown name games that a lot of us have played for many, many hours, whenever a boss drops loot, you have to distribute it right there and you lose it.
Yeah.
So.
You can't, I guess you can leave the room for the bosses in, but you can't leave the dungeon.
Yeah. It'll go away.
Although, if you have a roll window open and you zone out of the instance...
I don't know.
Are you still rolling for...
I have no idea.
Never tried it.
I've never wanted to try it. What?
Are you listening to Bruce Springsteen song?
Wait, if you have a roll open, then what?
Okay, if you have a roll window open and you hearth back to town, do the roll windows stay open?
Roll windows.
If you're out of a certain range, you can't.
Yeah, you don't...
No, I'm... So if you have the window open...
And you move out of range...
If you have the little thing popped up and you move out of range, it disappears?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah. Either way, you get fucked, so don't do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I got fucked out of some drop from Wailing Caverns. Yeah. No, I'd cry. Man, remember that one time? Hot stuff? When I ran a heroic... Underbog for the first time, and we're like, oh, there's three pieces of gear in here. It's probably going to take four or five runs for you to get them all. And then the boss dropped every single one of them on the first run.
Yeah.
And I was all,
hey.
And then I also rolled on another piece of gear, and I won that roll too. And then the guy that I rolled against was all like, fuck you. Actually, he was all, grats.
Yeah.
I got my...
Which is code for fuck you.
Yeah. I got my Sun Eater on my very first hero in Mac.
Your what?
Sun Eater. The tanking sword that most warriors take for goddamn ever to get. First run, now Spec Fury.
I think I had one thing that I wanted out of the Mechanar, and had a one-third chance, and I ran it four times, and it never dropped. And then I quit playing World of Warcraft because of that. I was like, this drop rate is bullshit! I posted in the forums about how bullshit it was,
dude,
and how every class other than mine was totally imba, and how I was quitting, and Blizzard's not getting another dime from me. And I encourage you all to do the same. I encourage all of you to also not get another dime from me. So please don't open any stores that sell stuff that I like. Dream Thief says, can you make the hobo logs have an option to list all the runs together in one big log? It would make it easier to parse and keep track of. No. You can write a grease monkey script to do that.
I think there's already one out there, isn't
there? Yeah, there's already raid helpers.
Raid helper.
Coolness says, why isn't there a big reward for completing your first run? Because it's a big achievement and people should be rewarded for their hard work. There is a big reward. It's a skill.
Or are they talking about the dungeon?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, there's the trophy that Hogman drops.
Skivvies?
Yeah, that's the big reward. The big skivvies.
That's true. Takes a big man to fill those pants with more poop.
Suzika says, is the new PvP going to take place in the dungeon, and will ascending be a requirement?
No, and...
We'll tell you when we know, which is not now.
No.
Oh, yeah?
That's...
Well, that's not going to be an issue the way that I'm conceiving of it.
She'll have to get a perm, though, which will be take a little bit of time and money out of her schedule.
Jamelli says, Hobopolis is amazing and fantastic. How often are you thinking about releasing new clan dungeons?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah, every 2 weeks. Is the idea that a clan can have teams in two different dungeons at the same time? Yeah, no, absolutely.
Very rarely are you actually in a place in any of these dungeons. Like, only when you are, say, trapped in a cage. Otherwise, you'll be able to go from one to another. And in fact, you can be in multiple... Theoretically, you could be in multiple Hobopoli.
Yeah.
At once.
That was... It's weird how much this changed based on the year we spent talking about how we might do it. I think that we did, as we usually do, ended up with something that was both like KOL and still interesting in spite of all of the problems that we thought we were going to have. Yeah. But we ended up with an entirely different set of issues to deal with. Yeah.
More than one problem.
Savannah says, my friend Minders has seen Burt Reynolds naked, and I think naked Burt Reynolds would be an excellent hobo for the Purple Light District. Menden says, so Hobopolis is a raging success. When does Clan Dungeon 2 Skull Crusher Mountain? How did you know that the second Clan Dungeon was going to be Skull Crusher Mountain?
I have to change it now.
The second Clan Dungeon is going to be much smaller.
And by much, he means a lot.
Yeah. Isn't that what everybody always means by much?
No. It's also
I'm hearing reports of people's radio dropping. You might want to check the stream.
Yeah, me too.
We still seem to be streaming. Yeah. Still data going out.
All right. Carry on.
I don't know.
And because it's so much shorter, so much less involved, it will be less long in coming in the sense that this took us a year and a half.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't know. If we were to move forward with the plan that we have now, I honestly don't know how long it would take. Like, we haven't settled on a contents idea for the not the one that we initially were working on in Boston.
Right.
That's not the one that I'm talking about, because that'll be a mid-sized one that probably won't be for a year. But we had an idea for a second one that is probably, although you know, every time we try to do something simple, it spirals out of control into an incredibly complex thing. But you know, the idea of a dungeon or a handful of dungeons that were just a single group of monsters followed by a single boss is appealing to me.
With attunements, lots of
attunements.
Yeah.
So we'll do one, and we'll make it so every single person has to kill the end boss 20 times in order to get into the second one. Yeah, that's a good...
It'll cost 5 bajillion meat to open each time as well.
Yeah, sorry.
Although the second... We're gonna need
5 bajillion meat to sweep this sawdust off of this trapdoor. Because that's what it's going to be, a trapdoor covered in sawdust.
Very, very heavy sawdust.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's ironwood or lead wood.
Led Zeppelin wood.
Mojo Tech says, since all hobo power conversion items are offhand, could we have an offhand plus 20,000 hobo power joke item?
No.
Is there some real reason we couldn't do that?
Maybe.
Oh. Have you been coding up secrets without knowing how the code works or telling me?
I think he was the one who pushed out the item equipment change. Or was that you?
That was me.
I can't push stuff out. Oh, okay.
No, I fucked it up.
Then you suck.
You're the one who sucks. Auto Man says, the chat needs a channel cool, which would also be ultra literate.
It would be cool and completely random.
Mm-hmm. Yuck says, why are glimmering feathers miscellaneous consumables instead of mostly potions? Because they're spleen items. And he says, now that I think about it, is there enough of a difference to have separate inventory sections? Yeah, there absolutely is. Miscellaneous consumables are either restoratives or spleen items. Mostly potions are items that give you an effect.
I've also been chucking utensils into not utensils as in weapons, but utensils as in like the salad fork and the mug.
Because that really needs to be over by the food.
Yeah.
Discworldian says, thanks for the Foul Ol' Ron references in Hobopolis. Well, I guess you're welcome on behalf of either Riff or Scully, whoever wrote those. Uber Ferret says, what do you think of the recent Seed Hobopolis runs?
What does that mean?
I seeded them, and they looked good. Speed, I think.
Oh, Speed. I think that they're good. They're getting better.
This is not enough speeds.
There's a ways to go.
Yeah, I think they pull up a two-person, like, pretty fast run through Hobopolis, too.
Yeah, it was like, what, 1600?
Yeah, two-person 1670, yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, N.O. got a 1300 turn, or 1365 turn, eight-person.
Yeah.
I wonder what the eighth-person was for.
Pooping.
Probably just the sewer prison bitch.
Oh, yeah. No. Sewer prison bitch.
Jailbait is the term I've heard, which made me chuckle heartily.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that. That's people haven't figured out that they can make a cage-sized hat that prevents the cage from falling down on you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of the few craftables in the Hobopolis proper. Dream Thief says, is it multi-abuse to have multis in a hobo guild earn DKP with your alts to collect loot on other instances later with your man? That's awesome.
That question, we should bronze that question.
Alright. Grovex, run to the town square. Selden, run to the town square. No matter what you do, don't stand next to other people.
Nuke it, dot it.
The next clan dungeon should have eggs and whelps.
A whelp cave.
Yeah.
Adventure in the whelp cave. Many whelps! Left side!
All adventuring in the whelp cage does is that you get a single non-combat, and then the next 50 turns that people spend out in the main area, they just die. That'd be awesome.
Vinny,
that's kind of funny, actually. No, but that'd be a funny just trap, just a zone off to the side. It wouldn't even have to be a zone. It could just be a hard-coded thing where you could spend one adventure making it so the next 20 adventures just get people killed. It's such a great trick.
Have any of you actually ran Onyxia?
No. I never did. Yeah, I never did finish the
I've five-manned it at level 70. I didn't run it at my level appropriate. I hadn't finished attunement until...
Easy, you just gotta do an Uber's run.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you're Horde, you have to do something old, different, didn't you?
Yeah. But you have to run it like five times.
Yeah. The Alliance one is just like completely trivialized because you can wall jump basically the entire way to the hard part. Or you used to be able to.
Wait, are you sure you're not getting World of Warcraft confused with, like, Metroid Zero Mission?
No, before 2.4, wall jumping was a pretty significant part of the Onyxia Tuna quest, if you were doing it the easy way. The hard way involved a gigantic cave full of elite dragons. But wall jumping you could do by yourself, which was...
Yeah.
That and watching the Regent King of Stormwind go nuts on some dragons.
I saw that.
The what? Wait, what?
When you actually complete the attunement quest,
yeah.
You go in and there's like a movie that
dragon
a little
fight.
Thing that yeah.
Fight yeah, you're supposed to fight them off with the help of the raid, but if you stand way the fuck back during the cinematic or the little event that goes on, the High Lord Bolvar Full Dragon will just solo the shit out of him. he's just sitting there surrounded by little dragon dudes, and he's just like, bah, 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 bah.
That's cool.
It was that was one of the most interesting things. Like when I had first started playing World of Warcraft, I rolled a character on a server that one of the radio DJs that I was playing on. And I had like a level 15 night elf or whatever, and she was like, oh sweet, she saw the people walking through town, and she was like, okay, come up here and then shadow meld so you can watch this. And it was like, oh wow, there's something going on in this world of Warcraft that I'm playing in.
I was enjoying doing the Ankaraj and Gate opening quest chain, but then I got to a point where I needed a raid to help me get further, and it was just kind of impossible. Yeah, I was not online on my server when it. Or I was level. Yeah, I think it was like level 52, so it was just not even.
I've seen three gate openings.
Yeah, it's because you're crazy. And you started after all of us.
Yeah. El Tracero says, spices are a staple for food in the kingdom, but drop rarely. Could we at least get the zesty pirate back? You know, it's okay if spices become rare. Because, really, he who controls the spices controls the universes.
Yeah. It says.
Valquaint says, are you obsessed with cross-dressing? It seems like many enemies I've fought during my times on KOL are cross-dressing. I can only think of a single cross-dressing enemy.
Well, I guess there's the craft maids, but I don't know if that really qualifies as cross-dressing in the typical sense. Since he's doing his, just an initiation stunts or something.
Bro.
What was,
never mind.
Victor Victoria.
I have no idea what any of you guys are talking about.
Okay.
You guys are super high.
I am equally clueless.
I'm going to queue up some songs.
That's a good idea.
And I'm going to take a music break.
Music break.
And, man, I should just queue up Alice's Restaurant and go home. Again, we're talking about what songs we're going to play.
There was a radio station in Denver that played Alice's Restaurant on loop, I think, for 4 straight days. It was kind
of
cool.
I think you've told that story on a radio show before, and I followed it up with the story of the radio station in Flora, which, on the entirety of Christmas Eve, would just play Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer on loop for 24 hours.
Oh, wow. My God!
It's like the cable station that runs the Christmas story.
See, I don't mind watching that a million times.
That's weird. Yeah, I've watched it like 15 times.
I've never seen it all the way.
It's pretty good.
Yeah?
It gives you a good reason to love Lamp.
Let's see. Going to play some songs, and we'll talk to you guys in a little while.
I wish the milkman would deliver my milk in the morning. I wish the milkman would deliver my milk when I'm yawning. I wish the milkman would deliver my milk. Thank you.
Thank you.
forgot to, about the dogs barking that that song ends with. That was kind of awesome.
Because who let the dogs out?
Who?
Who?
Who let the dogs out?
Hot stuff, tell me who let the dogs out.
I don't know, Wall.
Ow.
And tell me about the rabbits again.
Did we get...
Wow. There are a number of questions that lead me to believe, or that led me to believe, that somebody, like, spammed us with the same question a million times, but no, we have a ton of fucking... Yeah, wow.
It's as if people want to hear what we have to say.
I know. Blinding Phil says, why is philanthropist slash pants reportedly disabled and then allowed back? Also, how can I find out who looted my clan at the end of May? It was philanthropist, it's because he's funny.
He's totally gay.
He is totally gay. He's into totally gay dancing.
I don't like him, but then again, I don't like anyone.
I managed to not meet him. If it makes you guys feel any better, he's constantly trying to have sex with my wife. No, not constantly, because he's not always around her.
Right.
But
that's the only reason it wasn't constantly. Around.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Somehow he avoided me when we were all in the same country. I wonder why. He thought that there were any number of reasons that he deserved a good ass-kicking.
Oh, I'm sure that you would be the first person to meter out an ass-kicking on anyone.
Yeah, no, that's me. I'm a real scrapper. Yeah. Oh, no. No, in fact, that was used as proof that philanthropist actually respects me, is that he didn't sleep with you. I'm like, wow, that's a great... I was thinking that. I was thinking that myself when it was described to me that way, but I was like, yeah. You know, all I heard the entire month where my wife was in England hanging out with philanthropists and I was in Boston trying to get some goddamn work done, it was, oh, this guy philanthropist, he's so dreamy. Do you think maybe there's something we could get into a fight about real quick so that I would... have an excuse to go hang out with philanthropists? That's what it sounds like.
All right, Cartman. Yeah.
Shiggity Reborn says, are other dungeons going to cost 11 million? Too much! No. 10 million opens the basement, and then... you know, a million...
A million is the medium price.
Yeah, that was it. A million is the... So, Hobopolis, it turns out, is a large dungeon, but we were thinking of it as a medium when we set the price. So...
It may not be a large dungeon. It may be a medium dungeon.
Yeah.
It depends on what you define as large and medium. Right.
Well, sure. We were thinking about it as being medium in terms of turn count, which may be the case. Yeah. It would be significantly easier for us to write a dungeon that had the same number of mechanics that were in Hobopolis, but that all took place in a single zone.
Yeah.
It's just.
It's been kind of fun watching the spading unfold. The public spading. I'm sure there's lots of private spading that's been going on.
Clandestine spading.
Back alley. Is Destine a clan? Because if not,
No, shut up.
Vorthok says, muscle classes won't necessarily be able to equip any of Hodge. You know, I feel like I've read some of these before. Coolness... was a douchebag.
Clandestine has one member.
Is there a clan called Destine?
Yeah. There's also Clan Clandestine, and there's a Clandestine. Clandestine Lunch. Clandestine.
Yeah, I mean...
Clandestine. Clandestine. Clan of Destine. I'm just saying.
Maybe you should stop saying.
Wow, and the person in... Destine or Destine is a malapropos, which is kind of funny. I'm
looking at these questions, and most of them appear to be coolness spamming the same question.
Are they? Over. Yeah. Well, then, yeah.
Maybe you know what happens to those people.
Valquaint says, "What in the world were you thinking when you came up with KOL? Knowing me, it was probably God. I wish I had gotten laid more in high school."
Yeah.
Japapala 11 says, "What's with all the airplane noise?" I think it comes from airplanes.
That was from like
Yeah, I know. Saucy Ash says, when going through the maze of sewer tunnels, does it matter on which image you click, i.e. lowest level versus any other? I don't know what
yeah.
I'm going to say.
Man, that's... Boop. That was a good question.
It would be incredibly difficult for us to hide something in there.
But not impossible.
Well, it actually would... I think it would be impossible for us to hide something in there.
You think?
Because the link is the same on all of them, right? Like... Joe Zombie says, do Rainbow Sane and Sinister Altair fragments have anything to do with contact, or just a replace item for the Rainbow Peril and Idol?
Normally you don't mock people's spelling.
Yeah, but this one, there is almost not a single word in that pretty long sentence that's not fucked up. Ananias says, Jake, please, please, please never let Scully pick the music ever again. I hope you enjoyed your Lindsey Buckingham holiday road.
Oh,
wow. Really, the John Truby Blind Man's Penis song is probably the one that's going to excite people the most out of that. Yeah, Selden knows about the blind man's penis and why it's erect. Sorton says, I just got an item called Uncle Jick's Brownie Mix. Do you really know how to make brownies? I have never made a brownie in my life. I don't really like brownies all that much. I don't like brownies.
I like brownies.
The only brownies that I've ever had that I liked are the Little Debbie prepackaged brownies. If you scrape all the nuts off.
Have you just tried the brownie mix? Brownies from a mix?
I never have. I've never really made anything from a mix.
My mom has made those, and they're tasty, and then...
Wait, didn't we have some brownies while we were in... Did she make brownies while we were in Denver?
Did I eat some? Yeah.
Did I like them?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah, so I really like brownies. I don't know why I don't make brownies.
I recently had some brownies from scratch that are pretty good. Pretty darn good. So... I was always really hesitant about brownies from scratch because I've had some really terrible brownies from scratch. But they can be made well.
Dizhai says, can jiggle jiggle be added as a chat effect for the supportive bra or origami crop? No. Drizzle says, in Putty, have you enabled TCP keep-alives? I did, and it didn't make any difference. So I don't know what the fuzz, man.
The Dark One asks, Norman Invasion 31829, how did three people average 600 adventures in a person in a single day?
They could have saved up 200 turns apiece, which they probably did.
Then clever use of high-end consumables.
And that's not counting the food and booze in Hobopolis.
No, that is.
Oh, so it there's it looks like it's probably possible to get around 800 turns in a single day. Well, I mean, it has to be because there's a two person run of 1600. So it's
going to be interesting to see what happens on a Feast of Boris. Although you can't get much less than two people.
It's tough.
The number of turns that people can churn out seems to be getting kind of ridiculous.
I mean, it's been kind of ridiculous. We haven't really increased it.
As long as the turn count while you're ascending is not so high, I feel like that lets people regulate how many turns they want to play, which is fine. You know, it's very expensive to have that many turns in a single day, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, there's opportunity costs and stuff.
Schick says, why can't we cook a rat whisker and a wad of dough to make a whisker biscuit? Well, because there's no side of thighs game, and I don't want people to be able to have a whisker biscuit without a side of thighs.
Whisker? Damn near killed her!
Aiziana says, I've been getting around to adventuring in the 8-bit realm, and it's always confused me as to why keys drop blue pixels. Haven't keys always traditionally been black in Zelda? No, they're very much blue in the first Zelda. At least... Yeah, because you wouldn't be able to see them when you're underground if they were black. I'm almost sure that all of them in the original Zelda are blue.
Dark blue.
Fineldar says, what do you guys think the zero punctuation guy would say about KOL? He hates turn-based, but this isn't Final Fantasy VII turn-based. Well, what do you think, huh? I don't know. You know,
I'm hesitant to suggest it to him because he'll just make fun of us.
But, I mean, he probably wouldn't. He would probably just ignore us, and that's worse. You know? You know, I don't know. I
we're
feel like
a, we're not a console game. Does he has he done anything that's not console?
He does some PC games.
Well, but I mean, I guess, but not.
He probably
not
wouldn't
console,
review
I mean,
us
like,
because we're a memorpreneur.
Yeah,
everything he's done has been like purchased.
I think that there are things in it.
Yeah,
there are things in KOL that if he saw them, he would think, "Oh, that's cool." You know, so I like to imagine that he would like it.
He won't.
I don't know that he'd give
it
much
time. Things
like Natalie Portman naked and petrified.
Frankenbean says, out of curiosity, do time-related items like chat channel bans survive rollover intact? That is to say, are you banned for 2 hours and there's a half hour left until rollover? Are you still in the penalty box for 1.5 hours when the system comes back? No, it's that
it's
those are
real
world
time.
Time. TeamSpeak says, Hobopolis equals lag city. What plans, if any, are in the works to help us out of this lag? Thanks. It's surely not that laggy anymore.
What's awesome is that the question was from TeamSpeak.
It's awesome that there were clans using Vent.
Yeah, well, were there?
Yeah. They were talking about it.
It's going to be very helpful for some stuff, you know.
Harrican says, what's the rationale behind not letting people get drops when the hobos are killed for parts? Well, it is a trade-off between speed runs and farming.
Yep.
And that's the rationale behind a large number of things that we did in Hobopolis. Some bloke says, will there be a change to the insult mechanic? It seems to be too RNG swinging, and I seem to get the same insults from the pirates over and over again. A lot of people complain about that. A deadhead says, I think the angel hair wisp might be overpowered. I have a high level one, which I just got hit for 218 damage in Hobopolis. It stayed and gave me 92 main stat substat points, which is just over half normal. I don't remember how the angel hair wisp works.
I thought if you got hit, it didn't do anything.
No, you can get hit for a little.
You can get hit for some, yeah. It's got a threshold at which it... As it levels up, you can get hit for more and more. No, it's based on the wisp's level. There have been people reporting that their things have been leveling up past 10, but I don't know if that's just them not understanding how it works or whether there's actually some bugs in there.
One of them is a spice ghost.
Southwest says, any chance for a spooky chef staff to finish off the elemental cycle of high powered chef staves? Yeah, I need to do that. A lot of people keep asking about the In Bad Moon or In Vanilla Postomancer Hardcore Run Chef Staves 2, and that's a...
You could make a gigantic vanilla bean that was a staff. Turn it into a vanilla
Chef Stave.
Uh-huh.
That was a good story.
Yeah.
You better get down for $5.
I'm going to go post that and make it KOL right now.
Lord Jerby says, I could be wrong here, but it seems like if a saucer has immaculate seasoning, the only way to do a non-hot or cold element is to use a file. The elemental books like Sinful Desires won't override this. Any plans to change that? It would make Hobopolis a little easier. Now, you know, people are always talking about how Postomancer spells are useless, but no, they're not, because they can be tuned to any element. And
I understand the flavor of magic makes certain things in Hobopolis quite easy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know. That's what Postomancers are supposed to do. Vorthak says, any reason why you can't buy a mariachi G-string at Nomart? I probably just forgot about it. It's a combat item. Maybe that's why we didn't do it.
That would probably...
Are there any other tower items that are available in that store? In that store? Huh. Well, Pseudo Bob says, bugger feature. The pirates in Barney's bar attack you after you've defeated them. I don't know that that's true.
Yar.
Oatgan says, will the facts ever be a requirement for an outfit? No.
Goofy.
Captain Kirk says, I'm sick of hearing Jick complain about the Mac mouse. Buy a Logitech VX Nano. It has 3 buttons and they all work. I'm not complaining about it so much as I'm making fun of Hot Stuff for using it.
I like it.
Faggoty ass mouse.
I like the scroll ball.
Yeah. You would like the balls on anything.
Between your fingers.
Oatgen says, also, thanks for those awesome hobo names. Whoever wrote the hobo who doesn't have the sense to disregard his own feces should get a medal. I think that was probably, that was Scully or Riff. They did a, they did the bulk of the elemental names to begin with. Iluro Dragon says, why doesn't the clan dungeon log include scare hobos created? Because creating a scare hobo does
doesn't
not take,
take
a
turn.
Yeah.
They
have
a lot of,
like a separate section.
We could do it, I guess, but we, you know, it's also possible that you could put a zero turn log entry in, but that's.
Oh yeah. Also, the I forgot to mention too, the like lesser yokels that you don't get logs apparently.
Oh. Okay. A Deadhead says, Rib of the Boner Dagon would be a very appropriate chef staff base. Yeah. I think the reason that I didn't do that as the high-level spooky one is because it is a kind of a weird, not necessarily something you're going to get drop. ACM says, before I noticed that not all of the hobo subzones had the one in parentheses on them. Now I notice that when the sub-bosses have been killed, some give a message when you click on them and others don't. Huh.
I think you forgot to put it in at least one zone.
The super likely for when the boss is dead?
Yeah.
Huh.
The Purple Light District used to not have a... used to have a one on it even when the boss was dead, but I fixed that. Everything should... Everything now loses the one once the boss is down.
Although some of these places don't have the
I feel like we were not planning on making them unadventurable afterwards for whatever reason. Because that thing doesn't need, that does not need to be there. That
right.
is a clumsier mechanic than just not letting people in.
Right.
Because we can have specific messages for the different reasons you can't get into a zone. Dr. Van Van Mojo says, has the hangover from Hobopolis lifted enough that you guys are working pretty seriously on the swamp? I know that after Hobopolis rolled, you were hoping to put out content in smaller chunks, but more frequently. Is this program still on track? Well, we're still hoping to do that.
I imagine that a big chunk of time is going to be taken out by the San Diego Comic Con.
Well, I'm planning on, you know, we don't have a whole lot of stuff to do this month while we're in San Diego, and that was a very productive time for me last year. So... you know, it's entirely possible that we will get a lot of stuff done in the coming 3 weeks, but I don't know. It's also entirely possible that we'll just get drunk and eat a lot of Mediterranean food. And
where are the Cheetos?
Yeah, play a lot of Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah, but I think I kind of talked about the swamp stuff earlier. One of the things, there's the Haiku Dungeon revamp, which could
real
could,
soon now.
Well, it could get some serious work done.
Some
I mean, 11. That's a good project to say, okay, that's what we're going to do this week, you know, and
right.
then, or what is really a good project is to say, okay, this is what we're going to do next week, do something that takes a day and then have the rest of that week to work on one of the other somewhat larger projects. Pearson 12345 says, what are your hopes for Obama? Will he be shot a week into office or two? I'm hoping at least four.
Oh.
4 weeks is enough to end a war, right?
Yeah.
It depends. I don't know when Congress is in session. I don't know if they have to have a formal declaration of on war.
Or a formal declaration of getting shot in the head.
If they had a formal decrenellation, then our castle would be a lot more pervious.
Pervious.
Yes.
That's our one weakness.
So speaking of, I got some crazy white supremacist propaganda in my driveway.
Awesome.
That was kind of cool.
This was
before or around the time.
Yeah. So I went out into my driveway today, and I usually don't pay a lot of attention. I am usually so drunk that I can't see when I drive home. But and that could actually explain this.
No, because I never
come from that direction. So yeah, there was a big chunk of the curb next to my driveway knocked loose. What looks like the bottom
drip
the thing
tray.
That goes the drip tray for an oil pan just laying in the driveway.
From a car.
And then a car width section of my bushes just knocked
mowed
out of the ground. And then tire tracks leading through the yard and back out onto the street. So
and through all this, you missed the flaming cross in the yard?
Yes.
Well, so here's the thing. It is unlikely that those are related.
Yeah, no, I don't think that they are related. Because I'm pretty sure...
What, the tire tracks and the burning cross?
The tire tracks and the white supremacist propaganda. I was like, well, that's weird. Somebody's leafleting for a missing child. But no, what's actually missing is the future for our white children.
Yeah, that's just messed up.
Yeah. But, that was awesome.
There's so much hand labor that goes into that, because it's like a flyer. Then they, like, put it in a bag.
Grassroots.
They put a rock in there.
Yeah.
That's true.
Our children would be mostly white. Maybe they were helping us. They were like, you know, I'm sure you guys are into this, you know. You're obviously doing the right thing and trying to dilute yourself as much as possible. I think I probably need to call the cops about one or both of those things. Like,
I don't know what you do in those situations.
No, John, you are the cops.
I think it's possible that homeowners insurance would pay for
repairing that maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm actually. I should call them because I'm certainly giving them money for no other goddamn reason.
Exactly. Like, well, this will the money you spend will eat into your $25,000 deductible.
I bet what they would do is just allow me to re-landscape the entire driveway, which would be nice.
You put like boulders and stuff.
Yeah,
like
giant metal spikes pointing toward the street.
Gigantic concrete planters with "fuck Whitey" written on the front of them.
Sentry machine guns that only shoot at people with shaved heads. That'd be awesome. Unless I get cancer,
or Mr.
Then I can just never go.
Or
home.
Mr. Skullhead comes to visit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say he doesn't need to come to my house. He can come in the front door.
Yeah. Just don't park near your driveway.
Or drive near my parkway. Say what? He could wear a wig. Yeah, that's true. Dr. Van Mojo says, is the junkyard fixed yet? If not, ETA on the junkyard fix?
2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah. One of these. NC Sorcerer says, and this mirrors a forum post that he made, Jake, most of these new familiar creations of yours are fun, yes, but I miss the good old days of simple familiars. I miss the dandelions and the temporal rifts and the shamans. How about making some more simple familiars? Lately you've made the complex hat racks and llamas and such, but what's wrong with a good old familiar with just one or two effects? Maybe try things like a shaman that takes HP instead of MP, or a dandelion that gives meat instead of items. Don't get me wrong, these recent familiars are contentastic for sure, but it's just completely turned me off for using them because I have to
learn, probably. And so on.
Yeah. You know, I can see that. The trouble is, we're sort of out of simple ideas. That may or may not be true, you know?
We could definitely do some stuff that would be...
And some things.
...terribly unpopular, you know? So... Lime plus goat.
Yeah. It just attacks twice.
Mosquito plus
mosquito.
Barnacle.
Yeah.
Potato plus barnacle. I bet that one would really suck.
Yeah, and nobody would want that.
Not even if we put it up for only one day.
400 million meat layers.
You know, you're right. You're right. The part of it was that I've been on kind of this anti-familiar kick, and
is it because we have a bajillion familiars?
Yeah. And the thing is, I think I just have to be okay with there being 100 goddamn familiars. Selden has them all but the monkey and the hound dog. Because he's retarded. Those were his words. He rebuys the double Mr. Owens every time, and
this is great.
He cries straight into our wallets. And then we're like, dude, you're getting our money all salty. Because I just sit there and chew on my money all the time, and I don't like for it to be salty. Okay. Seal Clubber for Life says, even though I have don't show skills that can't be used on, I still see some and tasteful items after I've used it. Yeah, well, you know, I don't want those to show up in the goddamn skills list at all, but everybody's like, no, we want those to show up in the goddamn skills list, please, we're the player base.
Oh, as opposed to just in the bookshelf?
Yeah, like, the thing is, if they had never shown up in the skill list, no one would expect them to. But since they used to, everybody wants it. They're all, we want it. Yeah, we don't want to log on and just do their have their breakfast and, you know, and eat it.
Oh, and some people are saying the screen dropped again.
Awesome.
I've got 1 hour 34 minutes and 19 20 21 seconds. I mean, it's so well, at the very least the archive copy is going to be okay. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe
this jewel of radio broadcast will be preserved for the ages.
This is not a bad show.
We can just read. We can just make sure that things are working properly by reading the seconds hand of the clock for the rest of the show.
The one in the living room that oscillates between 7 and 8.
Yeah,
and it's always stuck on 4:20.
A deadhead says, defeating a spooky hobo and getting beaten up in the same turn results in two adventures being logged in the dungeon log. That... I'm dubious.
You are dubious.
About that.
It shouldn't be possible.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely possible to get... There's all kinds of stuff. I mean, stench ones. The environmental stench could kill you after you've dealt a killing blow, but it just shouldn't be doing that. I don't know. We'll try it. Mitchell says hobo marketplace food once per dive or once per day. Once per dive. So don't get any ideas, you damn dirty exploiters. The logman says, weapon-specific hit messages for the didgeridooka? It's a clever little weapon, but the hit is just, you hit him, her, for X damage. No, that's it. It's actually, that's the joke. You hit him slash her, because it turns everything that you're fighting into a hermaphrodite, yeah. Dr. Van Mujo says, since the gallery nerf, the mall has been absolutely flooded with minimum-priced antique items. Would you think of letting them smash into a bunch of useless powders instead of just one, so useless powder collectors would have demand for them?
No.
A deadhead says Zombo's name should be Zabo or Zmobo. No. Yeah. Yeah. Not all undead are misspelled, just
although,
the ones from that particular cemetery.
Anything is possible.
That is true. The only limit is a deadhead in this particular case. Destroyer Beacon says, why does Chester have an Aquarius medallion when Aquarius isn't a KOL zodiac sign?
Because it's just so sleazy.
Yeah, well, I mean, KOL is different in the 70s.
Yeah. Say, is he from the age of Aquarius?
Yeah. Deadhead says, now that I have my hobo kobo, I'm adventuring in the Limerick dungeon, which is something I have not done in years, and I must say they're really quite funny. Hobo kobo needs to be usable when equipped. Yeah. So, praise and complaint at the same time.
That's
every single person using it is asking for it, though.
Fundamental change in the way that the game works for a single feature.
It would just be an exception case.
Yeah.
One exception case.
Which,
because the game had no
exception made out of exception
cases. Smile.
That's actually not a bad idea, I think. Be more items, but it could be like a quest item or something, so that way it goes away.
Well, but then you'd never be able to get another one.
Well, no, have it whenever you use the binder, have it check to see if you have one, and if you don't, it poops one out from its magical asshole.
Okay.
I'm just trying to make it funnier. Jesus, you don't have to rip on a guy so much.
It seems, I think people have found about half of the glyphs at this point.
Well,
all 50.
I mean, yeah. It has the first 20. Yeah. RM80 says, how hard would it be to have whether or not you have someone slash friended when you slash who is them? It would not be that hard, but
it would already be implemented. Oh wait, no, I'm thinking of it the other way around. Sorry.
When you who is them? Frankenbean says, why is tofu in and of itself not consumable in KOL? It certainly doesn't taste good, but neither does uncooked chorizo. Uncooked chorizo is delicious. Sneakabout says, why doesn't the goatlet give muscle substats or a bonus buff? Is it true there were goat bots? Why do you hate Iocane powder? They're all dicks.
Goat bots are pretty funny.
Stinksap says, why can't Hodgman's bow tie be zapped? It goddamn can. I don't...
On live or dead? Okay, because
I just did it this morning without having changed anything, and it worked just fine.
Yeah, it should absolutely be zapped.
There's absolutely nothing preventing any of those things.
Let me double check one thing real quick. I don't know if this actually works, but...
They're public, which would...
Okay, I was just checking to see if the do not allow polymorphing bit was set, and it is not.
Yeah, it's not.
It is also not. Yeah, no, that was...
Very and specific. there is no public flag on outfits.
No, but the pieces have to be public.
Yeah, Dev will let you zap stuff into non-public items, but the live servers will not.
That might be it, then.
No, they're public.
They are?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you might know, but my trust is for some people, Mafia is like the really rare zap menu. It hides the stuff that doesn't zap to
anything.
So.
Uh-huh.
So
that might be where some reports are.
Okay.
So if you're using Mafia's relay browser, you can't zap it because of your own zap menu.
Huh. Dr. Van Venmojo says, could you explain what the plus 2% chance of critical hit enchantment means? And then asks a bunch of stuff. Okay, so when I made the changes to critical hit, I think I explained this on the radio, but I'll explain it again. Every character has an innate 9% chance of critical hit. Any plus percent critical hit you have gets added to that. And then your highest critical hit multiplier is applied. So if you have a Viva La Mask, the plus 2% is actually a plus 8%, or whatever. Is Viva La Mask 5x critical hit or 4x critical hit?
No,
it's a plus percent.
Oh, it's plus 1x, and then something else is 4x.
Yeah.
Linguini Lad says, how would you guys explain Hobopolis having to be reopened with and or without the meat cost narratively?
Wait, what?
I think we do explain it narratively with the meat cost.
Yeah, I don't
without
understand.
The meat cost, maybe there would just be a way to drain the sewers again.
You get a reward for wounding.
Yeah, it's to pay the guys to snake out the sewer.
We could have a meat cost to flood it. That'd be kind of funny.
Let us dump a bunch of like toilet paper in here.
10 million more meat.
X Smoodex is tired of us. Is tired of hearing all this slander every time his name is brought up.
We don't slander.
Yeah.
We're
just like libel. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're writing all this down. What? We don't make negative comments about you every single time we talk about you, no matter what the context is. Who would do something like that?
I've never done that. I've always had all but positive things to say about him. Then again, I'm the sort of person who appreciates trolls.
Can you slander someone's internet name? Like, slander is distinctly something that you do against someone's, like, real persona. So I'm wondering if it's even possible to slander, like, an alias.
I don't know. It always seemed weird to me that slander was a crime. Yeah.
I mean, there has to be something to prevent people from just making shit up about other people, and
why?
What do you mean, why?
I mean, why does there have to be something to...
Because anybody who owns a newspaper could destroy people's lives.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, man.
And so that should not be illegal because...
You're a fag.
Yeah. That was what I was going to say. Same reason you have to be Mr. Pink. Yeah, we kill and rape to get meat to eat, yeah. Linguini Lad says, can you give me an inch so I can take a mile? Sure.
No, boy!
Well, like we don't hear that every day.
Zom Goober Clubber says, okay, what's up with the left pane not being refreshed? I know you've probably gotten reports of this, but it's been going on for a while. I am now legally obliged to ask, feature or bug?
Yes.
I think it's a problem with Mafia.
Yeah, we've only heard that people feature that feature from people in Mafia.
Or people heavily encumbered with Grease Monkey scripts.
In which case, help me, Doctor. It hurts when I do this.
Right. Vorthok says, how come the distilled fortified wine can't be auto-sold, but Knob Coffee can?
Huh. Magic.
That's
oversight.
Consistency and oversight. Terrible says, why do the mostly rat-hide leggings give +5% moxie? They seem more suited for a muscle class. Why don't they give +5% muscle?
Because rats are moxious.
Yeah.
Rats moxious. Are cool. They're so moxious. Oh, God.
Ikaino says, why do I have to re-listen to Channel Hobopolis every time I change clans?
It's goofy. I tried to fix it earlier today, but the way I did
nearly
it was completely in patent.
Blew up
wrong.
All dungeons. Yes.
What's the issue with it?
What was it?
Huh.
Awesome. Well, then we know what the solution there is. Haha. It has to do with the way the clan flags work. It's goofy. I have to spend some time actually thinking about it. I don't like thinking very much.
Because we don't make you unlisten to clan.
Yeah, you clan. Do. Well, not when you whitelist.
Yeah, not.
But
when
the problem is that if a clan doesn't have their Cobopolis open, then that doesn't make any sense to have you still listen to it.
Yeah, but it doesn't make any sense to unlisten it.
Because there will be no traffic in it.
But you can still chat to it. You can still talk to it. And the rest of your clan...
Yeah, and it'd be weird if you went into a clan that didn't have it. I mean, it wouldn't be...
I mean, I can make it so that if your clan doesn't have Hobopolis open, if you try to talk to Hobopolis and the dungeon is open, nothing happens.
Yeah.
And you can't receive or send messages, but you can still listen. Maybe that's a better way to do it.
Yeah, and not actually kick them out. Because, I mean, honestly, people really aren't going to care if it behaves inconsistently as long as they don't have to do anything about it. Right?
But
like,
seldom lasts, but it's absolutely true.
Right. Well, I understand. Like, having to unlisten to it if I was a fan dungeon would be really annoying. So, as long as you don't have to unlisten.
Yeah, I think that's the way I'll have to do it.
Go ahead.
To say, it'll require a little bit of the retooling the way that shit works. But
yeah, that's fine. Miss Fishy also asks for elemental files to be multi-usable. I'll try and remember to do that while I'm uploading the radio show.
The roar.
STG says, confirm checkbox for distributing loot. I accidentally gave myself extra loot and pissed people off. The thing is, a confirmation box that you have to hit 30 times a day becomes useless as a confirmation box because you just do it without thinking. So, it's... I think that Dev... We're of two minds on a lot of things here. I kind of like that the items that the person who kills the boss gets are not announced in the raid channel.
Why do you like that?
Because I am with the people in that thread who say that all that's going to do is promote bullying of those people to fairly distribute the items.
Okay.
It is the difference between thinking of killing the boss as an accomplishment and thinking of killing the boss as a privilege that you're granted, right? And the whole privilege that you're granted thing, it's one of those social problems, right? So I don't want to throw code at a social problem, same as I don't, want to do that anywhere else. You know, those people would have us create a permission for fighting bosses, which absolutely do not want to do.
I would say to those people, if you're having a problem with people trying or killing bosses, and before you want them to, don't allow them to adventure in your clan dungeon.
Yeah,
there's a certain amount of trust that has to go into this.
And honestly, I prefer it this way. Uh, Right at 42 says, have any of you gotten the new Final Fantasy Tactics for the DS? Mm-hmm. I hated Final Fantasy Tactics.
Yeah, I did too.
So I just, no, I'm not going to get it.
Oh, yeah.
let's see. What do you call a gay hobo? A hombo? A homobo? It's been bugging me for days. The gay hobo has been bugging you for days.
Buggering you.
Maybe
for
you
days?
Should just give him a hand job or a handout.
Or ask me Grimlock to give him a hand job.
Yeah, I hear me Grimlock is good at that. But only if he thinks he can somehow get something out
did
of it.
Do you remember seeing that sign at that gas station in some town in, I don't remember, Louisiana or something? It was like, do not give hobos hand jobs. The city has services for these people.
Yes.
That's funny.
Yes, I do.
Like, Sultan had a hobo like asking for his cell phone to borrow or to have.
She wanted to make a call.
I see.
We should probably stop being on the radio soon.
Oh, should we? Yeah, I guess we can go. Now I have to spend a lot of time talking about what song I'm going to play. Although I think I'm going to, wow, what the hell is going on?
I don't know. What'd you do wrong now?
Wow, I hope that didn't fuck the stream up. I wonder if it's like weird network latency from,
having been playing, Hedgehog this whole time.
No. Weird. Okay, so we're gonna go out. I'm gonna see if Amplitude's ready for a 1 minute handoff and go out on Double Fucked by Two Black Studs.
That's a good song.
That is a good song.
Sneakerbutt asks why you can only chew on 15 wads but can gulp down an infinite amount of potions. Surely his spleen would
explode. Because they're made of jello, the potions are.
Well, also, yeah, I was gonna say the potions just go directly to your stomach and your thighs.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll see you guys Monday and or Thursday after. After you are comprehensively double fucked by Two Black Studs.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Yep.
Double fucked by Two Black Studs. Double fucked by Two Black Studs. Double fucked by Two Black Studs.
In the back of Sophie's bar.
Double fucked by Two Black Studs. Double fucked by Two Black Studs.
In the back of Sophie's bar.
I was at Sophie's bar on 5th Street on A. This woman was trying to impress me or something. She told me she had done it all sexually. She had heard it all, she had seen it all, and she had done it all sexually. She said she was jaded. So I asked her if she had ever been double-fucked by Two Black Studs. And she didn't tell me. She just got up and left. So I figured she probably had.